down, baby. Well, I'm beginning to eat the slice. Taking in the Pizza Underground this weekend. I had such a great weekend of music, and this was the silliest part of my weekend.
The Pizza Underground?
Yes, it's Velvet Underground covers done by Macaulay Culkin. Is that
Culkin?
Culkin, yeah, whatever. I didn't even
the
know
actor?
Who. Yeah, well, that's what someone told me. I just went because it was a pizza band, and I wish Thor was there with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pizza.
Yeah.
No, I didn't catch them this weekend, Bob. I was consumed with more important things.
Not this?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of joy. They obviously didn't watch the Kansas-Stanford game yesterday.
Is that the basketball game?
Yeah, basketball. My beloved Hawks. Every single year, Bob. It's just a heartbreak. Just good enough to break your heart, you know?
Why do you watch it then?
I don't know. Every year I end, I said, why do I put myself through this every year? Occasionally they win it. I guess that's...
When was the last time that happened?
2008.
So you were a young man then.
Yeah, I was. 2012,
they were in the
championship
game. You don't have the heart for this anymore.
Game,
I'm just saying, it's going to kill you.
They ran into the buzzsaw that was Kentucky that year. This year it was Stanford.
And what were they? Were they like the crusher?
Stanford, they played a good game. I'm just so depressed. My wife this morning said, what's wrong with you? And I told her I was still a little upset, and she said I was being ridiculous.
Yeah. Listen to this. Comes from Domino's, 1, 2, 3. More than 30 minutes and that pizza is free. See? Cheering you up.
Oh, thanks, Bob. I'm sorry, everybody.
Let's just listen to Pizza Underground.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it felt like watching the game. Go Hawks! And boom, boom, boom. Right. Okay.
All right, well, I'm not going to play full versions of Pizza Underground songs because they're really just worth 40 seconds. They're all jokes, punchlines. So what do you got for us?
It's by a group called A Winged Victory for the Solon. This is L.A. Pianist and composer Dustin O'Halloran and Stars of the Lid founder Adam Wiltsey. Stars of the Lid, we've talked a lot about on the show, very dreamy ambient music. Well, these guys wrote some music for a dance production in London, and they're going to put out a recording of all of that music later in the year. But they have an EP with some of that music coming out at the end of April, and I want to play a cut from it. It's called Minuet for a Cheap Piano. Number one, by A Winged Victory for the Soul. And this one's for you, Jayhawks. I felt that coming.
All the pizza parties. Okay, here we go.
A Winged Victory for the Soul. Thank you. Did you just see all the Jayhawk fans roaming the streets, sort of blank stares in their faces, black armbands on their sleeves? No.
I feel for you guys.
What a lovely little tune. This whole EP, it's called...
Basketball Game, right?
Yeah, Basketball Game. No, we're back on the music. A Winged Victory for the Solon. This EP is called Adamus 7.
That's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And only three cuts on this EP, about 25 minutes long. And I zoned out to this all last week while I was recovering from my post-South by Southwest cold. It's just transfixing music. It's out April 28th. Don't know when the full length is coming out, but we'll post a video. I have a video clip of the dance performance that the music on this EP was written for, and we can post that on our website if you go to npr.org/allsongs. Winged Victory for the Solon. That was Minuet for Cheap Piano number 1 from Adamus 7.
So what should I do here? I think I should pick us up a bit.
You can try, man.
All right. I have Swans.
Oh, okay. That's a good... Right. You're so, in the right direction.
Swander, Michael Jira, Norman Westberg, Christopher Hahn. Thor Harris, remember Thor Harris from...
Shearwater.
From Shearwater, is in the band, and others. The new album is, it's like 2 hours long. St. Vincent's on the record.
Oh, wow.
It's a mammoth undertaking. So I have a song from Swans. Swans are one of these bands. They're in a sort of a category of their own. They know how to build a song to crescendo. And this song is going to, like, you're going to break on through to the other side.
I can't wait.
All right,
I need it.
Good. Here it comes.
What's it called?
The song's called A Little God in My Hands.
Little God in My Hand? Can we go back in time? Oh, never mind.
One. Thank you.
felt like time is running out at the end there. There's such urgency in that. That felt good. That was very cathartic. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's Swans, new record. To Be Kind is the name of the album that comes out at the top of May. That band sort of throws you against a wall.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe that sound at the end there, for sure.
And he's no spring chicken.
Yeah, he's old. He's like 60 years old, here he is.
Yeah. It's about their 13th record.
They've been around a long time, since the early 80s,
and
30 years
big,
or so.
Long gap, right?
Yeah, they took, almost 15 years off or something like that from the mid-90s until just a few years ago. So it's exciting to be getting a new record from them. And it's a double record.
Double record, John Congleton produced.
Oh, well, you can't go wrong.
It comes out the second week of May. We'll have a first listen around the first week of May, around May 5th. Of the entire record.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's try this. I want to play. Do you know who Dylan Shearer is? This is a singer-songwriter I'd never heard of. He's been putting out records for about 10 years, but I only recently discovered him. He's a guy from Southern California. His music is mostly these quiet acoustic tracks. They're very subdued. They have this nice mid-60s spacey vibe to them. Not really psychedelic, but like rainbow-colored skies.
Rainbow?
And I thought your ears might prick up at that. Just to sort of sound like sort of a quiet little daydream when you listen to this music. It reminds me a lot of Syd Barrett era Pink Floyd. Let's listen to Dylan Shearer. He's got this new record coming out in mid-April called Garage Array. And this song is called Meadow Mines for Polio.
The thing is always
Yeah, that was so coming off the B-side of Metal by Pink Floyd.
Yeah, exactly the record I was thinking of, too. That song, the song we just heard, Meadow Mind's Portfolio, it feels at several points along the way, it feels like it's about to completely fall apart. It kind of stumbles and then collects itself and then continues on, which I love.
Is it a home project?
He has recorded. I don't know if he recorded this record at home. Probably not, because it was produced by Eric Bauer, who's done a lot of work with Ty Siegel. And I thought he was an appropriate producer for this record that's coming out by Dylan Shearer, Garage Array. It's out April 15th. Love his voice, too. Mm-hmm. It's very timeless. It has this nice, lonesome quality to it, but just lovely.
And speaking of voice, I found this music by Tiny Ruins, someone I hadn't heard before.
Tiny Ruins, I don't know.
Second album from a project by this woman. Her name is Holly Fulbrook from New Zealand. And, one of those things where you just have no idea and you put it on, cover's beautiful.
Yeah.
And there it is. And that's what happened to me. So I'm going to play a song from an album that comes out May the 5th. The song I'll play from Tiny Ruins is called The Ballad of the Hanging Parcel.
Participle? Dangling participle?
Yeah, well, it could have been, but it's not. It's
Hanging Parcel?
Yeah.
Took a lead weight and tissue white, stole out my window, scaled a great height, hung by thread from the guttering. When the morning came, it was still swinging, a gleaming rock string, vaguely glittering, because I'd learned about mass, plumb lines hurtling down straight in school, familiar with the term. But not the way it looked. Old bog stopping look on your face in the darkening night. The way it's still figuring, it's just a way, a mighty fine way. It's just a way to sit out.
I'm thinking Holly Fulbrook ought to, of Tiny Ruins here, mm-hmm. ought to get together with Tom Brousseau.
Oh, that would be nice.
Right? I mean, he's
I
got
like... I was thinking
like,
Laura Marling, but yeah.
Oh, that'd be pretty good too. But Tom Brousseau and her voice, the inflections, the way they leave things sort of on and up and sort mm-hmm. of in that way that leaves you hanging and
dangling.
Waiting for the... Yes, like the parcel in the yeah. song. Brightly Painted One is the name of the album from Tiny Ruins. Comes out May 5th. They're from... New Zealand, recorded in Auckland, and I think that's so lovely.
No, I love that too. That was gorgeous. Let's hear a band from London then. Have you spent any time with the Metronomy record? Do you know these
Zero.
Guys? I'm going to play a cut that I've been trying to get on the show for weeks now. It just
and I've been beating you back with it.
No, it just seems like things keep coming up. You know, we had all the South by preview stuff and. Kind of consumed with all of that. But anyway, Metronomy, this is a trio from London. They have a new record out now called Love Letters. It's electronic music, electronic pop music, and some of it, I would say, is even a little danceable. But most of it is just so restrained. It's very spare arrangements. Sometimes they'll have just a simple drum machine along with a single synth sound and their voices. I'm going to play a cut that I think has the most drive to it. From the record Love Letters by Metronomy. It's a song called Boy Racers, and this one is an instrumental cut, Boy Racers.
Thank you.
hand claps, Bob. I'll take them any way I can get them.
I like. That's fun.
Yeah, that's about as up-tempo as the album gets. There's a real strangeness to this music by Metronomy on this record, Love Letters. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's sort of a dark undercurrent that runs through all of the music that leaves you feeling like things just aren't quite right. Everything's a little off-kilter. There's a strangeness to it, all very surreal. Anyway, Metronomy, the record's called Love Letters. It's out now. And that song was Boy Racers.
Cool. Turn Blue is a new title from the new Black Keys record. They've got a new one.
Yeah. It's about time we got a new Black Keys record.
Yeah. Number 8 for them.
Wow.
I know, right? I haven't heard it yet.
You haven't heard the song yet?
No. I'm going to try something I never do. I never do
this.
Play it
sound unheard?
Yeah. I thought, what the heck?
Sure, why not?
And if I don't like it, no one will ever know because you'll never hear the fact that I even tried.
Yeah, because you'll just...
We'll just keep...
Then the Metronomy will be the last song, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, what if I didn't like that? Then we cut it.
We keep cutting back, and we open.
We get the Pizza Underground.
Pizza Underground. And that's it.
That's the whole show. Thank you very much.
Well, I'd like to say I feel better than I did at the beginning of the show, but I think I'm going to be in mourning for a while. Maybe the Black Keys will be the final push I need to get over that hill.
All right, it's called Fever. So you
The fever. All right, perfect.
Take care.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah. I know how much you care about basketball, too, so I really appreciate all your kind words and thoughts.
Yeah, that orange ball, you know.
Orange ball? Orange ball? I thought you were making a reference to the Orange Bowl.
Oh.
I was going to say, wrong sport.
I could have gotten that easily ball. Mixed up.
Yeah. Put the ball in the hoop. Yeah.
Yeah, swish. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.